KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have dense fog, about 0.2 mile visibility or less, and it's 34 degrees. A dense fog advisory is in effect for Cass and other area counties until 9 a.m., and after that, we look forward to be mostly sunny, a high of 67. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa News, the Adams County Sheriff's Office reports that at around 1 a.m. Sunday, deputies were dispatched to a residence in Corning for a domestic issue. After further investigation, they arrested 32-year-old Nicole Dorman of Corning for domestic assault, a serious misdemeanor. Her bond was set at $1,000. And at around 10:10 p.m. on Thursday, Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop on the 2700 block of Highway 25. Upon further investigation, Stephen Nutt of Creston was placed under arrest for driving while barred, habitual offender. Nutt was also cited for open container as a driver and for having no insurance. The Creston Police Department reports this morning that 30-year-old Nathan Marks of Creston was arrested at around 5 a.m. on Sunday for OWI first offense. Marks was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. At around 2 a.m. Sunday, 51-year-old Penny Otkin of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for OWI first offense. She was later released on a $1,000 bond. And at around 1:42 a.m. on Saturday, 30-year-old Eric Shin of Redding was arrested in Creston on two Union County warrants for two counts of harassment of the first degree and violation of a protection order. Shin was additionally charged with driving while suspended, violation of a protection order, and for being a felon in possession of an offensive weapon. His bond in the Adams County Jail was set at $8,600. Creston police said there were also two incidents of vandalism just before noon on Saturday. A passerby reported that a window at R Realty in Creston had been broken. Officers advised that a pane of double pane window had been broken out. The damage was estimated at $200. And later that same evening on Saturday, a resident of the 600 block of North Maple Street in Creston reported that sometime between 2 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday, his vehicle had been vandalized while it was parked outside of his residence. Damage included a flat tire, damage to the vehicle's grill, and scrapes on the side of the vehicle. The damage was estimated at $250. Red Oak police were called to Montgomery County Hospital Sunday evening to speak with the victim of an assault. After doing so, officers went to a residence in the 300 block of West 2nd Street where the assault allegedly took place. Officers located 29-year-old Mildred Helenora Douglas of Red Oak hiding under a bed at the scene. She was arrested at around 8:15 p.m. for domestic assault with intent to cause serious bodily injury. Douglas was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. An investigation in Red Oak into a noise complaint resulted in the arrest of a man for possessing drug paraphernalia. Police were called to the 100 block of East Salmon, of Hammond Street in Red Oak at around 1:30 a.m. on Sunday. Taken into custody after further investigation was 22-year-old Dallas Brady Myers of Red Oak for possession of drug paraphernalia. Myers was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. And Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports that Sunday evening, the Fremont County K-9 unit conducted a traffic stop at Vine and Jackson Streets in Tabor. During the course of the stop, 37-year-old Robert Arnold Kissel III was found to be in possession of methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Kissel was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where he was charged with two counts of intent to deliver methamphetamine and held on a $50,000 bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Mills County K-9 unit. The driver of a vehicle who allegedly struck a bicyclist early Saturday morning near Council Bluffs has voluntarily contacted the Pott County Sheriff's Office and advised they had information about the bicyclist being struck. Authorities say when the subject was contacted, they admitted to being in the area and hitting something. Their vehicle was seized as evidence. There was damage to the vehicle. The subject's name was not released at this time due to no charges having been filed. According to the original report, the accident happened around 2:25 a.m. Saturday in the area of Old Lincoln Highway and North Line Drive in the vicinity of Council Bluffs. When deputies arrived, they found a man suffering from serious injuries. The vehicle that struck the bicyclist had left the area. The victim was transported to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. The identity of the bicyclist was still being investigated, and his or her name will be released once there is a positive identification and the family has been notified. The accident remains under investigation. In the funeral announcements, Patricia Ann Garwood Bryan, age 80, of Stewart, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Patricia Bryan will be today at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Larry Freeman, age 74, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Larry Freeman will be today at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. Andrew Holdsworth, age 59, of Audubon and formerly of the Manning and Manila areas, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Andrew Holdsworth will be today at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Clyde Cole, age 80, of Harlan and formerly of Avoca, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Clyde Cole will be today at 11 o'clock at Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Karen Spittler, age 70, of Atlantic, died April 15th. A visitation of the family of Karen Spittler will be today from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Merle Lawyer, age 84, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Merle Lawyer will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Janice Dubin, age 66, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Janice Dubin will be tomorrow at 3:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Shirley Boyson, age 91, of Griswold, died Thursday at Griswold Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Shirley Boyson will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauli Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Avery Ann Jamison, the seven-week-old daughter of Garrett Jamison and Brittany Green of Fontenelle, died Thursday at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Graveside services for Avery Ann Jamison will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Gene Hutchinson, age 71, of Orient, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Gene Hutchinson will be this Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Wendell Schmitty Schmidt, age 72, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Cremation has taken place, and private graveside services for Schmitty Schmidt will be held in the Atlantic Cemetery at a later date. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Tim Parker, age 58, of Atlantic, died Friday. Cremation has taken place, and no services are planned for Tim Parker. Roland Funeral Home is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.